Hey, Seahap sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka Bibi.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey, guys!
Hello! Hey. I'm excited for this episode.
Yes, we are back with another episode of Seahap. Everyone.
And today's a special day because
it's our anniversary.
Come on, we need a bit more excitement than that. Come on.
Go, Charlie. It's your birthday. Hey. Go, Charlie. It's your birthday. Go, Charlie.
Hey. Oh my gosh, if you guys could see us right now.
We do not look like we're going to any party. Let's just say that.
It was vibes. We don't look like we're going to any party, but yeah, cool. And we're 3 years old, guys.
I can't believe it. Time has flown.
We are 3 years old. Wow. As you guys told, I don't feel like toddlers. I don't feel like, you know, when it comes to like things of the arts, I feel like that stuff. 2-3 years is a long time to be that
specific, yeah.
Especially as creatives, I think sometimes as creative people, your mind is sometimes to be like all over the place, like, oh, I have this idea and I want to do this too and I want to do that too. So like to be consistent and like holding on one thing is super cool. And yeah, when we started, I didn't really think about how long we'd go on for, so... Uh-huh. Every time we get to a certain stage, I'm always shocked because I'm like, oh, wow.
Did we make it this far?
It's like, oh, wow. I just didn't think about that at the time. So I'm super happy that we are 3 years old and we've grown a lot in 3 years.
It's been a journey.
As people and as a podcast.
Do you guys feel like it's been 3 years or does it feel longer? Does it feel shorter?
Sometimes it feels long, sometimes it feels short, I think.
Yeah, it just depends, really.
Because I think it feels like it started just yesterday.
Yeah.
But then I think when I think about life, so much has happened in that time, just in general,
with us life and in the world. Right?
Yes, and then in the world even, like, you know what I mean? Like, to think about it, COVID only started a year after we started. Because it's been going on for 2 years, and we started in 2019.
What year did we start? 2018?
2019.
So it was only 2019.
So the podcast launched in 2019, but we began the process in 2018.
That's so interesting.
So it's been like, the process has been like, well, I guess like more than 3.5 years, but the podcast, our first episode was launched in 2019. Yeah. So much of the world has happened since then, you know, it does feel like it was yesterday. Yeah. So many things. I think
it's been a journey.
What about you, Shade? How do you feel about it?
I feel, similar to you, like sometimes it doesn't feel real that we've been going on for like this long, but then other times I'm just like, oh, but then it does feel like we've really grown. And I know that to really grow as a sistership, it takes time. So that's what reminds me that we've been going for a while.
Because I remember what it was like in the beginning. It was pretty much like just like work and just getting,
we didn't really know each other well, we didn't really know our strengths and stuff, but we really like developed and started to hone in on our strengths. You know, we support each other where we're not as strong and stuff. So no, it's been a journey.
We're a whole, like, we have a whole community as well, like people that follow us and support us and that,
which is still surreal to me. Funny story. So this girl that I've been just, you know, when you start talking to people on Instagram, on Instagram, then she randomly sent me a message like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you want a podcast. What if I recommended it? And I'm gonna binge it today. Like, it made me smile so much. It just reminds me that people actually still discover us.
People still listen.
It's very surreal.
I had a colleague today message me to say, oh my gosh, Bianca, I've been listening to like your podcast. I've been binging it for like the last 2-3 days. I love it so much. And I was just like, oh, thank you, I appreciate that.
I always find it so weird when my colleagues tell me that they listen to us in the office.
Same.
But there's a part of me that's like, oh no, don't.
Do you know what? When people say that, I start to think about all the like imperfections of the podcast. I start to think about but sometimes our sound is a bit crusty. But sometimes I'm talking about business, and I'm just like.
But no, do you know what? Like, yeah, it's people iterating. It's what we like the core content of it is quality. Then, because sometimes I've listened to podcasts from top people, like people that have, and sometimes the quality is not great, and they have thousands and thousands of listeners. And I've noticed that something that people, as long as like what you're saying, they can get a takeaway from it. If it's unbearable, then, but you know, we always pride ourselves in quality. That's what I like.
And we haven't compromised
that hard.
We haven't compromised.
So unless it's like we don't have any choice, like how we're recording now or during the pandemic and stuff like that. But other than that, like we pride ourselves in producing quality content. I'm sure that's what we can see that as a reflection even on our social media and stuff like that.
Let's get into it. We are going to play a game, seeing as we've spoken about how we started, how we've grown. Let's see who knows SEAP the best.
Definitely me, but okay.
Well, let's see.
But then also, I have the memory of a fish. I really have that memory.
So I've asked the ladies to come up with 3 questions each that they will pose to the group. And basically, whoever out of the two people
answers
the question. Yeah, whoever out of the three of us answers first gets a point.
So should I create notes? So we should make
this. So you're going to open it out to both of us? Bianca.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's make a tally.
So in order to... I mean, how should we do it? Like, I guess because they can't see us, so... if you want to say, if you've got the answer, then basically say it, make a noise or something.
Yeah.
Make a noise. Make a random noise.
We'll say SEAP. Whoever says SEAP first.
Okay,
that's a good one. Okay, cool. All right, so.
Okay. Jenny, you starting?
Let me start. So, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're ready.
At which restaurant did we host our first listeners brunch?
SEAP. It was, and I know this because I suggested
You're stalling.
It. Dirty
You're
stalling. Bones in Shoreditch.
There we go.
Dirty Bones.
Okay, I'm
not even to get it wrong. Yes. I did have to think though, I'm not going to lie, I did have to think.
I know you did, that's what you were stalling.
Yeah, but no, but it's not fair for you to see her SEAP first and then think about the answer. You have to know
You have to say it. Story.
It's cheating. Okay, next question, Jo.
All right, next question. Who was our first guest?
SEAP.
Go on.
Was it...
she doesn't know.
It was... What's her name? No, I do. The first guest was...
Just say the name.
Was it Jade Van Riel?
She was the second one, right?
Was she our first guest?
She was. I scrolled down. all the way down.
And that till date is still one of my favorite episodes. So, guys, if you haven't listened to
that, was a popular one.
The home ownership episode of Jade, that was fantabulous. Go and have a listen.
I'm
annoyed. Okay.
All right, last one. All right, come on, Bianca, I'm rooting for you. Who were our first male guests?
So, yeah.
Go on.
Untitled podcast.
That's so annoying. That was one of my questions.
That was one of my questions too. And mine.
Didn't you answer it quickly then?
I know. I think I was more thrown off at the fact that was my question as well.
I'm just done. Okay, cool. So who's asking next? So we're doing 3 guys. So Shane, do you want to be the next one to ask?
I need to think about a third question now.
Okay, well then you do your 2, I'll do my 2, and then you think of one.
Alright, cool. Back.
So right now it's 2 to Shade, 1 to Bianca. Let's go.
So in our first ever episode, what was my fun fact?
So yeah. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
That was 2 years ago. Shade,
in
man.
The first ever. Come on, guys.
What kind of...
Because I still remember yours clearly. Yours was Flemish, Jennifer. Bianca's was eating cotton wool or whatever. So this is really bad.
Oh my god!
Terrible.
Wait, what was your fun fact?
What was your fun fact?
Guys, are you seeing this? Are you seeing this, guys?
What was it?
I really don't remember. I'm not gonna lie.
Nothing is entering my brain, so I can do this.
Let me remind you. Because clearly, you've forgotten our episode.
Because both of us don't know. So give me a clue. Because both of us don't know. So
it was about my parents.
Like, give me a clue.
Past.
Oh wait. Oh, see ya. Right, wait, hold on. I don't know specifics, but I remember that they met in another country at uni.
Yes.
Forget it.
It was Russia, so my parents met in Russia.
Okay. Yes.
I was going to say United Nations.
Do I get that as a point? Do I get that as a point?
Half a point, because I gave you a big clue.
Half
a point. Please, add half a point to your points.
That was a hard one, man.
That's so broad.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now this one's even harder.
Anyways.
So I'm not going to lie, this one is hard.
Come with the hard questions?
Because it's funner.
Oh.
You have to really think. And you should know this, Bianca, actually. So.
Okay, go on.
You don't have to say the specifics, but you know. What desserts did we serve at our Boss Girl brunch?
Pineapple.
Oh, my.
I mean, that's not pineapple.
No, pineapple.
What dessert did we serve, guys?
Oh, come on. God.
Come on. No cheating.
I don't even... The thing is, I'm going to check on our CF. Hey. It's not on our Instagram.
I can't lie. I had to check as well before writing the question, but still.
You I see.
I don't care. Bianca, you should know you wrote the menu.
Did it have something to do with caramel? No.
No.
Cake?
Or chocolate? Fruit? No.
Yes, fruit. There was fruit involved. There was fruit involved.
Was it a fruit salad?
No.
Was it fruit salad?
No.
It
was fruit on something with something. Guys, wow.
Strawberry.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like it's coming, but it's just there.
It's stuck in your mouth.
Something was topped with strawberries, right?
Yes.
We had strawberries on top.
Yes.
Whatever it was, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I remember strawberries being on top.
Wow.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm not gonna lie.
We had pancakes topped with strawberries and whipped cream.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I get half a point for that.
Wow.
No.
Jen gets half a point.
I said strawberries,
okay,
no?
Fine, half a point.
Yes, half a point to Jen.
Sade, why are you coming up with these hard
questions? Because you guys need to know the podcast.
Yeah, but that starts in the podcast. How am I going to remember this?
Okay. I've thought of a third question.
Okay, go on. What's the third question?
Do I even know this? Okay.
Yeah, check your facts first, please.
What was our first external feature?
CIAP.
Go on.
It was we were featured on that that church radio.
Okay, yes.
It's the church
Premier Radio. Premier was that radio, our first?
Yeah. Oh,
I think it was.
Yeah, I don't
know. It would have been our first.
Yeah, it actually was. Yeah, well done.
That was when we first started. In my mind, I thought you were talking about podcast feature, but not what you think.
Oh, no. Yeah. Just like a feature. Yeah, you're actually
okay,
right.
Okay, so right now... Oh. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Oh, no. So I also do have a question, but I just need to check my facts before
Do you diligence?
Yeah, let's just wait. Before I even... Give me 1 minute, guys. Can we have some waiting music? Some lift music, please.
Oh,
that's actually quite good, Jen. Okay.
I've been put on hold. Okay, hold on.
Okay. No, oh, gosh. Look, right. Okay, so sorry. I'm just checking something, guys. I'm so sorry. Right, so where are we? We are... Okay. That was quite good. Right now, Sade is in the lead.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think I'm going to win. because
you're really not. I thought you were gonna do better. Me and Jen
do have both the same. I think it's 1.5.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Okay. So sorry, it's just loaded. Just want to see. Wow. Okay. Okay.
If it's to do with numbers, I'm not even gonna.
Okay. So, right, first question is, open my phone in 1 minute. Which season did we do an episode on sex and virginity?
Shade said.
Four.
Wow. It was actually season three.
My bad. Yes, it was. Are you cheating? Because I feel like I'm looking at the screen.
Yeah, I can see her eyes.
I have not looked down. I know my stuff because I remember it's very easy to calculate. We're currently in season four. Next season is going to be season five. The last season started with a bang, and we were putting pressure on ourselves to start off this season with a bang as well. It's simple maths.
Okay.
This says a lot. I'm actually Siap's biggest fan, guys. Can you tell?
Okay, I'm just dog. Okay. So that's Shanae. All right. Next question is,
what's my prize money?
It's our love and appreciation.
Yes.
The next question is, which episode to this day has the most listens?
Yeah.
The most listens. Jennifer.
I hope I'm right though. But is it the boyfriend one?
No, because I can listen. So that, yeah, that might be views.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Ping, ping, ping. See ya. Is it the sex episode?
It's actually not. I'm actually quite surprised at it because I thought it would be another episode. But it's actually an episode that I think we did at the end of the last season, which is it Everyday Pandemic Proposal? That has the most listens and downloads.
People are really sick of proposals, huh?
Honestly.
Yeah. So which I was shocked at. But I think the second one was one of them that I did think it was, which was because that was a top before this one, which was the one that Azriah was on. That one had a lot of views.
Okay.
This one is like above by like 30, not too much. So that was the
interesting.
The top one.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
And then it is very interesting. And then the third question. This is what
How
about
many
the
questions now?
I've had two.
There's only two. Okay.
Anyways. So wait, who won that one? Was it? Oh, no one won that one.
No one, yeah. Okay, cool.
I should have done a clue. Why don't I do a clue? The third question is... Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry, guys. The third question is, which season did we rebrand?
Wait, pause.
I didn't hear nothing.
Pause. Your internet rent is the Ghana internet. Please start again.
Okay, can you hear me now, yeah? You can hear me. I said, which season did we rebrand?
Not really, no.
1 second, guys. 1 second.
Nah.
Can you hear me?
All right.
Yeah?
Okay,
cool. Right. Can you hear me now? You can hear me. Right, I said, the question was, which season did we rebrand?
Season two.
I said it.
No, Siap.
No, but I said
if you don't say no, if you don't say Siap,
but
the
I did. No, no.
Season
I did say Siap
two.
You have to say
no.
Siap. But she said it first. She said it first.
Exactly.
But actually, Shana, you're wrong.
Okay, do you know what? Yeah,
it was the top of. It was the top of season three. Both of you are wrong. It was the top of season three that we rebranded.
What?
Yeah. It was
because
season three
was a long one. Wait, are you sure?
Yeah. So it was literally after season two, we rebranded and went into season three.
No, because
yes.
I don't associate the rebrand with the sex episode. Do you get it? I don't associate
yes, it was
the rebrand with the sex episode. Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was going to be... That's when we rebranded. Yep. It was top of season three. You could go look at our Instagram and look. It was top of season three.
I'm going to look.
Double check. Wow.
First of all, why don't you believe me? I have my facts straight. Okay.
It just seemed like it was season two. Because it seemed like a while ago.
Season two and three. But it was season three. Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah. I guess we were working on it after season two, but it was the top of season three that we started. Yeah. And yeah, so
okay.
I guess no one got that right either. So
wow. So it's not only my questions that were hard.
Listen, mine was so
easy. The winner is mine were mid. Shade's were hard and Jen's were easy. Yeah, but the winner is obviously Shade. Shade's lose by 3 points. And then me and
give me my
Jennifer
prize, give me my prize.
1.5 points. I'm so sad. But no,
it just shows who has the best memory, that's all.
Listen, it's been
funny enough, I don't even have the best memory. That's what's so funny.
So bad. Like, I used to pride myself on how good my memory was. And the past 2-3 years, I just don't remember anything. If it's not written down,
same here.
Like, I won't remember. I will not remember. Okay.
No, it was season. Hold on.
She's still checking.
I'm tech girl. It was the top of season three where we came out with a new cover, everything like that. Do you know why? Because season two, yeah, season two happened 2020, season two, and
it was season three. Look at this post.
Exactly. What's that?
Look at the caption.
Oh gosh.
Oh wait, you're right. Yeah, it was season three.
Yeah.
I was wow. No, you're right.
Oh god.
So yeah, that's that guys. Anyways, so hey, as we
that was
fun.
It was
really, really fun. I wonder we have to maybe ask leading up to, you know, our anniversary and like, you know, around that time and stuff like that, we should definitely maybe I guess post a question, see if listeners may know about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Cool.
So, Bianca, I think you have frozen, but Jen, you're taking over now anyways.
Yeah, I was thinking I lost her. All right, so what is next? Are happening. Okay.
Crazy things are happening.
Thank you, Shade. So, as we are looking into the future, I don't know, I just thought maybe we could give like small updates about what's going on in our lives, what we're working towards, or if there's anything exciting happening. I know like there's a massive, massive, massive situation that's going to be happening very soon.
What situation is this?
What situation is this?
I said, she said situation.
Situation.
That's a funny word.
Event. Event. So yeah, like, do we want to like give an update? I don't know if I have like major stuff, but if I was to start, I suppose I don't know. Did I mention this in the last few episodes? I started my master's.
What's that?
So, yes.
Oh well, amazing. He told us. I don't know if he said it in an episode. So yeah, like congrats on that, which is amazing.
Yeah.
What are you doing your master's in?
Thank you.
Let the people know.
So, all right. So my master's is in neuroscience, sensory integration. I know it sounds long, but it's all about the brain, the senses, and it's part of the work that I'm doing at work, basically working in mental health. And the criminal justice system. So yeah, I actually have an exam coming up very soon, which I'm just like, who asked me? I hate exams, honestly. It's been so long since
How do you find the time, Jim? How do you balance studying and
you just
full-time
squeeze it
work
in, so,
and everything else?
Yeah. Luckily, this one, you can do it at any time. So they give you a time frame of like when you need to, obviously you've got your deadlines for your assignments and you've got your exam dates.
Yeah.
But in terms of the learning part, you do it all yourself. It's
Also it's self-paced.
Distance. It's self-paced, it's distance learning. Everything is pre-recorded. I guess they figured that, you know, they could do that now since the pandemic. And yeah, so I just do it like when I get back from work, sometimes on the weekends. Probably even now after recording, I'll kind of go back to studying again. So yeah, I'm going to be doing that.
My thing is the motivation. How do you find the motivation after a long day at work? All you want to do is just sleep and just rest your brain.
You know what motivates me? The honest truth. Yep. What motivates me is that it's free, that I'm not paying for it.
Love that.
So my advice to everyone would be to, if you've got the opportunity within your workplace, try and get a course, or if it's a degree or something paid for by your company. It's totally worth it. It saves you a lot of money. And yeah, that's the motivation.
Love that.
Yeah, that's me. What about
so amazing,
guys?
Jen. So amazing, Jen.
Honestly, Shanae, I'm proud of you.
I mean, one thing I will say, Jen, is even that I don't even know if that's still motivation for me, because boy, that like after a long day, you just can't control the tiredness. Just what I'm saying, like when you want a nap, you want a nap.
It's hard. Like, it's very hard.
But I definitely do. It's hard. Like I just. Oh my gosh! But
commend you, Jen.
Is it a year? Is it 1 year? Is it 1 year long, Jen?
It's 18 months.
Okay.
18 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Okay, cool. But it can go on for longer. It's the whole point is for it to fit around like your work life as well. So they can extend it, of course.
Okay.
Nice. When you're a millionaire, please don't forget your sisters. Excited. Please,
girls. You're going to be up there with me.
Amen.
Neuroscience,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
Neuroscience. If you guys see Shanae right now, Lord have mercy. I don't know what she's on today.
Oh my day. It's the tiredness combined with excitement.
So go on. What about you guys? What's happening?
Bianca, do you want to go?
What's happening? Because I feel like we'll get the boring stuff out of the way, because people just want to know about Shanae's wedding. So that's what they care about. So what is going on? I don't even know. So I'm obviously still in Ghana right now. I'm back in a few weeks in London. So I've been here for like 4 months now.
A lot.
I mean, it's nice. I love being out here and stuff. Like, obviously, I miss London. But it's nice to be out here with the family and everything. What am I doing? So yeah, work is good. I'm enjoying it. It's getting quite intense now, because I think I told you yesterday about the other day about getting a promotion at work, which I only found out on Friday. Yay. So
congrats. I'll start. Yay.
Yeah.
All my girls are leveling up.
So I start that position in May, literally just when I get back into London.
Wow.
And it's cool, because like I only started that job in August, so a lot's happened.
Look at how quick. Already,
like, since I've been there.
Yeah. Like I'm just like so astonished at God, because December I got a pay rise, and then now a few months later I'm getting a promotion. It's just it's amazing. So definitely couldn't have seen it come in. And then just working on those, obviously, just personal things, figuring out where in this world I'm living, like, I know, but just kind of getting that into action and stuff like that. So that's pretty much it. It's just, like, working on relaunching, figuring out, like, what the next steps are in my relationship. A lot of very scary and serious conversations I'm having, which I'm just like, I ain't ready. Aww. But, you know, sometimes you just have to, like, step. You have to just take, you know, take the step into it, even feel the fear and do it anyways, basically.
That's it. That's the only way to grow.
And then, basically, yeah, of course, like, that's it. So just in that season of my life where, a lot's happening and a lot of decisions I have to make for myself, you know. But I'm happy at where I am. Like, I'm finally, and that's when Shanae messaged me, like, finally, like, I'm taking my driving lessons here out in Ghana.
Oh, Lord, yes.
One day, I will tell the story about how those lessons have been going, because oh my gosh, learning how to drive a car, that has been so much stress there.
I don't know how many times I've almost died.
Wow. Honestly. Because the way they drive here is just
it's crazy. Same with Nigeria.
I can't wait to get back. Yeah, I can't wait to get back and like learn there. Learn it where there's more order. So but yeah, that's like pretty much it. I won't go too much detail because of time. Chale. Wagwan to you. What's
up? Let's talk
quickly.
Oh my gosh, so much is changing. So I'm relocating to Southampton. I am relocating. That is where married life is taking me. So I'm prepping for that mentally. Even tonight, I've been packing some bits because I don't want to kind of wait until the wedding season and then it's all very overwhelming when I'm thinking about a million and one other things. So I'm relocating. I'm doing loads of prep, you know, just to prep me into being a wife, someone's actual wife. So like taking loads of courses with church and stuff, which is really good. And last but not least, I'm wedding planning, which is so fun. Really, really fun because I have so much help. So like it can be stressful at times and a bit overwhelming. But like one thing that used to happen to me at the beginning stages and even recently was just very, very getting very anxious. Remember, I put it in the bridesmaids chat. I said, can you guys just pray for me? And I've actually been feeling better. I really have. I haven't really had those anxious feelings as much.
Good.
It was very, very, I don't know what it was. It was just very kept on coming. I said, no, this is not right. So, so I feel a lot better. I'm excited.
But in April now, sis, like literally I've got like maybe 6 weeks or something.
It's crazy. Let me go on the actual countdown. So my countdown is scary. 2 months and 8 days.
April now.
Oh my gosh. So it's even sooner. Yeah, it's crazy, but I'm just so excited because I've got the venue of my dreams. I will not reveal it until after the wedding. If when you guys see it, you'll see it. I've got the venue of my absolute dreams. I'm just excited to be in that moment. What I'm looking forward to the most is walking down the aisle and worshipping at the ceremony. Just worshipping, being in that ambiance. That's like what I'm looking forward to the most. I just, that is just going to be the best feeling ever, by God's grace. So I'm excited.
It'll be magical.
There's going to be tears, boy. There's going to be so many tears on the day. I said, no, there's going to be so many tears on the day.
Oh, my God. 100%. People keep asking me if I think my dad's going to cry, and I actually think he will. I've never, ever seen him cry.
You're his first daughter.
I know.
The eldest. The first one to fly the nest.
Oh my God, it's true. Yeah, so it's going to be a very emotional day. Hopefully I have my MUA on standby because I paid too much for makeup for my makeup to be looking crusty.
No, it won't. It won't. We know it won't. Like, you'll be looking amazing.
Thank you.
And it's exciting times. I can't believe it's so close. Like, initially when the whole process started,
I know.
It was like, it's so long away, And now it's like, oh my God.
A few weeks
literally
away.
Literally from when you got engaged.
I know. In August to choosing you guys to be my bridesmaids, sending out the message, and it seemed so far away. It was just like, I've got nine months, I've got 8 months, and now it's like, what, 6 weeks? Like when, it's crazy. So, it's exciting. I'm really excited. Yes. So, of course, we'll do an episode with all the juicy stuff. What were you going to say, Bianca?
You guys So I was just going to say, like, you know, in terms of, like, why we're sharing everything, I guess it's just how much we've also, like, grown and how much it's changed since we started the podcast in all of our lives, you know, from things that we've been through that haven't been as great to amazing things that are
Let me tell you guys,
been going on in our lives.
The year we started She's in a Pod was the year of my 25th birthday. In that year, I think I was in, like, two situationships. The day before my 25th birthday, one rubbish boy ghosted me, and that was just
we spoke
about that extensively. So it just goes to show you, like, life can just change very 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 quick, and embrace it.
Like, honestly, it's embrace it and So yeah, I was just thinking about how, Jen, weren't you like maybe 22 or 23 when we started?
Oh my gosh, I was, I mean, right? I think, yeah, really? Like for real.
It's just crazy.
I was 24.
Because when I reached out to you guys about CIAP, I was 25 and then I turned 26 on 2019.
Oh my god, I was 23.
So, like, I was 23 when you reached out to me, going 24. So, like, it's just now, I'm like,
wow.
I said now I'm 26, Jessie. Now I'm 27. Hey!
Yeah, 27.
It still hasn't sunk in clearly. I'm about to be 30
next year, we'll talk about that another time, outside of the podcast because I have no clue. I just don't know. I fly us all out to Ghana. A part of me wants to have something quiet, but then a part of me is like, oh, I should do something. We'll see. But anyways, ladies and gents, if you're listening, thank you for joining us on our anniversary episode.
Thank you for joining us on this journey of She's in a Pod. Yeah.
Thank you for supporting us, for resharing our posts, for listening, for telling your friends about us, everything. Yeah. Like, we really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
3 years in the game, bigger and better. Yes. And yeah, we really appreciate all of you. And like Shade said, we'll do a proper catch up.
Yes.
Diving after the wedding.
Definitely. And give you the real juice. Yeah. Of wedding planning, of all the little bits that it comes with. Yeah, get ready, guys, for the real tea.
Yeah, definitely. And there may be some episodes, actually. There may be some episodes that you may... I was going to say, there may be some episodes that you may miss out on, Shade, because of wedding prep, maybe next month or something like that. So, yeah. So, but yeah, anyways, guys, we love you. Loads. And thank you for joining us on another episode. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, bye. We love you guys.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye.